ஸ்ரீ குருப்பியோ நமஹாம். ஹரிஹி ஓம். சதாசிவசமாரம்பாம் சங்கராச்சாரிய மத்யமாம் அஸ்மதாச்சாரிய பர்யந்தாம் வந்தே குரு பரம்பராம் சத்குரு சரணாரவிந்தாப்யாம் நமஹா. பிரம்மசூத்ரா சாப்டர் 2 அவிரோத அத்யாயா ஸ்மிருத்யதிகரணம் ஸ்மிருத்யனவகாசதோஷ பிரசங்க இதி சேத் அந்யஸ்மிருத்யனவகாசதோஷ பிரசங்காத் இதரேஷாம் ச அனுபலப்தேஹ. யோக பிரத்யுக்ததிகரணம் ஏதேன யோக பிரத்யுக்தஹ விலக்ஷணத்வாதிகரணம் ந விலக்ஷணத்வாதஸ்ய ததாத்பஞ்ச சப்தாத் அபிமானி வ்யபதேசஸ்து விசேஷ அனுகதிப்யாம் த்ருஷ்யதே தூம் அசதிதி சேத் ந பிரதிஷேத மாத்ரத்வாத் அபீதௌ தத்வத் பிரசங்காத் அசமஞ்சசம் ந து த்ருஷ்டாந்த பாவாத் ஸ்வபக்ஷ தோஷாச்ச தர்க்கா பிரதிஷ்டானாத் அப்யன்யதா அனுமேயமிதி சேத் ஏவமபி அநிர்மோக்ஷ பிரசங்கஹ. சிஷ்டா பரிக்ரஹாதிகரணம் ஏதேன சிஷ்டா பரிக்ரஹ அபி வியாக்யாதாஹ. போக்த்ராபத்யதிகரணம் போக்த்ராபத்தேஹ அவிபாகச்சேத் ஸ்யால்லோகவத். ஆரம்பணாதிகரணம் ததனன்யத்வம் ஆரம்பணசப்தாதிப்யஹ பாவேச்சோபலப்தேஹ சத்வாசாவரஸ்ய அசத்வ்யபதேசாத் நேதி சேத் ந தர்மாந்தரேண வாக்கியசேஷாத் யுக்தேஹ சப்தாந்தராச்ச படவச்ச யதாச்ச பிராணாதி. இதர வெபதேசாதிகரணம் இதர வெபதேசாத் ஹித அகரணாதி தோஷ பிரசக்தி அதிகம் து பேத நிர்தேசாத் அஸ்மாதிவச்ச தத் அனுபபத்தி. உபசம்ஹார தர்சனாதிகரணம் உபசம்ஹார தர்சனான்னேதி சேத் ந க்ஷீரவத்தீம் தேவாதிவத் அபி லோகே. கிருஷ்ண பிரசக்ததிகரணம் கிருஷ்ண பிரசக்தி நிரவயவத்வ சப்தகோபோ வா ஸ்ருதேஸ்து சப்தமூலத்வாத் ஆத்மனி சைவம் விசித்ராஶ்சஹீம். வி ஸ்டாப் டு திஸ் சூத்ரா இன் தி லாஸ்ட் கிளாஸ். Now we will go to Sutra 29, the 163rd running Brahma Sutra. Swapaksha doshaccha. Swapaksha doshaccha. So the objection raised in Sutra 26 is further refuted here. Shankaracharya, he defended the Vedantic teaching against the objections raised by Sankhya and Nyaya philosophers, as we saw. And what was their primary objection? Just to refresh, if Brahman is Nityam, it cannot be Karanam. And if Brahman is Karanam, it cannot be Nityam. Because Karanam destroys itself to produce any Karyam effect. As given in the example of Kshiravaddhi, the 23rd Sutra, we have seen this at that time itself. These are their arguments. So to put it in a simple language, காரணத்துவம் அண்ட் நித்யத்துவம் கேனாட் கோ எக்ஸிஸ்ட். காரணத்துவம் அண்ட் நித்யத்துவம் கேனாட் கோ எக்ஸிஸ்ட். திஸ் வாஸ் தர் மெயின் அப்ஜெக்ஷன். தேர் ஃபோர் பிரம்மன் கேனாட் பி போத் நித்யம் அண்ட் காரணம். அண்ட் திஸ் வாஸ் டிஃபெண்டட் பை அஸ் எஸ்டர்டே விசா. அண்ட் வி செட் இட் இஸ் பாசிபிள் அண்ட் பிரம்மன் கேன் பி போத் நித்யம் அண்ட் காரணம். And only thing that we need to note is what? It is vivarta karanam and nityam and not parinami karanam and nityam. Parinami karanam and nityam cannot coexist. But vivarta karanam and nityatvam can coexist, we saw yesterday. This was the answer we gave in the last class based on the first format. I said that there are two formats we are going to discuss. This is the first format. Now, having defended ourselves, now Vyasacharya, he attacks the Purvapakshis. He asks, what is the problem according to you? he says prakriti and not brahman not purusha is the karana. According to them, pradhanam or prakriti is the karana. Na prakritir na vikritihi purushaha is the sankhya karika. Sankhya karika, na prakritir na vikritihi purushaha. So purusha is not a karanam at all. Prakriti alone or pradhanam alone is karana. Then we ask the question to them, is your prakriti nityam or anityam? Now the Purvapakshi says, my prakriti is nityam and karana. But when I say Brahman is both nityam and karanam, you bring so many problems. Now Vyasacharya asks, how can you charge me with the same defect? And now my question is, in whatever way you solve your problem, in the same way, I will solve also my problem. So if there is no contradiction in prakriti being nityam and karanam, so also there should be no contradiction in Brahman being nityam and karanam also. Therefore, both are equal. Then Sankhya may argue, I am happy that you agree that we both are equal. Then we say, even though we both are equal logically, we are more equal than you. We have got an advantage. We have Shruti support, which you do not have. Because Shruti, Veda says, Brahman is Jagat Karanam. As we saw in Taittiriya Upanishad, Yato va imani bhutani jayante, imani bhutani jayante. Therefore, my teaching has got Shruti Pramanam, Yukti Pramanam, which you don't have. Therefore, Swapaksha Doshaha. This is called Swapaksha Doshaha. Then similarly, we go to the Nyaya philosophers also, because he also tells the same thing. Brahman cannot be both Karanam and Nityam. Then we ask him the question and he says, Paramanu or Atom is the Karana. Then we ask him whether that Paramanu is Nityam and Karanam or not. He says, Paramanu is Nityam and Karanam. His Paramanu also enjoys both Nityatvam and Karanatvam. Then we ask, why do you blame us? Then we say, Brahman is both Nityam and Karana. Therefore, your Paksha, your side has problem. In my side, in my Paksha, there is no problem. Problem because Vivarta Karanam and Nityatvam can coexist. Parinami Karanam and Nityatvam cannot, that we agree. But Vivarta Karanam and Nityatvam can coexist. At least if he accepts Vivarta Karanam and Nityam, we can accept it. But he says only Parinami Karanam and Nityatvam only will coexist. That is full of loopholes. This is the essence of the sutra. Now let us see the meaning, word meanings. The word cha, cha means moreover, in addition. Swapaksha doshat. Because of the fallacies, doshas, because of the fallacies in their own systems. And then we have to complete the sentence. Their objections are not valid. That is not said in the sutra. We have to supply that. Their objections are not valid. Okay. Now let us see the significance of the words. Sva plus paksha plus dosha. That is the three words that are there. Sva paksha doshaha. Sva plus paksha and dosha. Sva means their own. Those very people who criticize Advaita. So they are Vedanta critics. And who are those people? Sankhya and Yoga. They say that Prakriti or Pradhanam is Nityam and Karanam. And the Nyaya and Vaisheshika philosophers, they say that Paramanu, Atom, is Nityam and Karanam. And whereas we say neither Paramanu nor Prakriti or Pradhanam is Karanam and Nityam, but we say Brahman alone is both Karanam and Nityam. And when we accept Brahman's Karanatvam, we also have to note, very important, when we say Brahman's Karanatvam, we should note it is Vyavaharhe Drishtya Brahmanaha Karanatvam. Parantu Paramarthika Drishtya. From the angle of Paramarthika Drishti, as we saw in the Mandukya Karika Vaitetya Prakaranam, chapter 2, sloka 32. We have seen this in detail when we did Mandukya Upanishad and the Karika. Na nirodho na chotpattir na baddhe na cha sadakaha న ముముక్షుర్న వైముక్త ఇత్యేషా పరమార్థత. దర్ ఇస్ నో డిసల్యూషన్, న నిరోధ, నో నచ ఉత్పత్తి, నో బర్త్, నో బాండేజ్, న బద్ధ, న సాతక ఆస్పైరింగ్ ఫార్ విజ్డమ్, నో సీకర్, న ముముక్షు ఆఫ్ లిబరేషన్, అండ్ నోబడి వైముక్త. దర్ ఇస్ నోబడి హూ ఇస్ లిబరేటెడ్ ఆల్సో. దిస్ ఈస్ ద అబ్సల్యూట్ ట్రూత్. సో శంకరాచార్య రైట్స్ అ బ్యూటిఫుల్ కమెంటరీ ఆన్ దిస్. దిస్ ఈస్ వెరీ ఇంపార్టెంట్ శ్లోక టు షో దట్ దర్ ఆర్ టూ ఆర్డర్స్ ఆఫ్ రియాలిటీ. వేదాంతి స్ట్రాంగ్ పాయింట్ ఇస్ దర్ ఆర్ టూ ఆర్డర్స్ ఆఫ్ రియాలిటీ. వేర్ ఎవర్ ఆర్డర్స్ ఆఫ్ రియాలిటీ కమ్స్, ఇట్ ఈస్ ఇంపార్టెంట్ ఫార్ అద్వైతిన్, బికాస్ దిస్ డిఫరెంట్ ఇన్ ఆర్డర్స్ ఆఫ్ రియాలిటీ బిలాంగ్స్ టు అద్వైతిక్ టీచింగ్స్ అలోన్. దిస్ ఆర్డర్ డిఫరెన్స్ ఈస్ నాట్ దేర్ ఇన్ సాంఖ్యా ఫిలాసఫీ, యోగ, న్యాయ, వైశేషిక, ద్వైత వేదాంత, ఆర్ ఈవెన్ విశిష్టాద్వైత వేదాంత. ఫార్ విశిష్టాద్వైత, స్వప్న ఇస్ ఆల్సో రియల్, డ్రీమ్ ఇస్ రియల్, రోప్ స్నేక్ ఇస్ ఆల్సో రియల్, మిరాజ్ వాటర్ ఇస్ రియల్, షెల్ సిల్వర్ ఇస్ ఆల్సో రియల్. Therefore, there is no question of sand being a higher order of reality and mirage water a lower order of reality for them in Visishtadvaita. Why? Because they only talk about one order of reality. And this argument has Shruti support, while others don't have Shruti support for us. So the order difference is not found in any of the other systems except Advaita. With this, the Krishna Prakriti Adhikaranam, the ninth Adhikaranam of the second chapter, first Pada, is over. It's a very, very important Adhikaranam. And just on the side, this is on the side, but it's important to note this. This discussion of the order of reality, especially with respect to, for example, mirage water or rope snake, all these things, this is called by the name Khyati Vadaha. We have already mentioned this in some other context earlier. We carefully avoided this topic because it is too much hair splitting. What is the status of rope snake? We can discuss the status of creation later. Let us first understand the status of rope snake. This rope snake discussion itself is a very big discussion. This is called a Khyati Vadaha, as I told. Khyati means cognition. Is knowledge, jnanam. What cognition it is? Actually, we just mentioned about Khyativada in a different context, as I told earlier. Cognition or perception of snake, rope snake. Cognition or perception of snake is the topic. In what category it comes is the discussion. What is the status of the cognition or perception? And what is the status of cognized object? Like the rope snake, or mirage water, or even the dream. What is the status of all of them? And each philosopher has got one's own theory. And they call it theories of error. They are all error theories. And one person will say, the other's theory is of error is erroneous. All are error theories. And this person says, the other person's error theory is erroneous. My theory of error only is the correct theory of error. Very, very big discussion. And what are the various khyatis? What are they given by a sloka here? I think I mentioned this long ago earlier. Atma khyatira sat khyatihi khyati khyatir anyatam tata nirvachana khyatihi ityetat khyati panchakam. There are five different khyatis are mentioned. And they talk about all these five theories of error. Maintained by the Nyaya, Vaisheshika philosophers, Buddha philosophers, etc. And the interesting thing is, Visishtadvaitin did not accept all the five. And he introduced his own sixth theory, which is called Satkhyatihi. For them, rope snake is as real as the rope itself. So when we discuss the orders of reality, unknowingly or unwittingly, we enter into Khyativada. And in the rope snake itself, there is no agreement. If there is no agreement in the rope snake itself, how can we ever have the agreement with respect to creation, Srishti? If at all we come to an agreement in this rope snake khyati vada between Dvaitin and Visishtadvaitin, then we can see about creation. Even there we don't have any solution. But there is difference of opinion in rope snake itself. And the Advaitin's approach is called Anirvachaniya Khyati. It's another khyati. Anirvachaniya Khyati, which is called the two orders of reality here. Visishtadvaitin's approach is called Satkhyati. This is an aside discussion only, but I need to mention this because this is a very important topic, which we had the scope of discussion in Adhyasa Bhashyam. We touched on that. In fact, Adhyasa Bhashyam is based on Arambanadhikaranam and Krishna Prasakti Adhikaranam. And Visishtadvaitin will not accept Adhyasa Bhashyam itself because Adhyasa Bhashyam is establishing Anirvachaniya Khyatihi. Because he goes with the theory of Satkhyatihi. So Anirvachaniya Khyatihi, which is fundamentally different. Therefore, this is a very, very important topic, as I mentioned in Vedanta. It's only an incidental point. We are not going to discussions of error theories, but just only I wanted to mention. Now let us go to the next adhikaranam, the 10th adhikaranam. And this is called Sarvopethadhikaranam. Sarvopethadhikaranam, the 10th adhikaranam. And the first sutra is Sarvopethacha Taddarshanat. That is why the adhikaranam is named after the first word of the sutra, first sutra. Sarvopethacha Taddarshanat. This is the 30th sutra of the first pada of second chapter, 164th running Brahma Sutra. Here also the objection in Sutra 26 is being further refuted. This is the 10th adhikaranam, as I mentioned, with only two sutras. It's a small adhikaranam with only two sutras. I will first give the general introduction to this adhikaranam. Here Vyasacharya wants to establish that Brahman has got Ananta Shaktihi. Ananta Shaktihi. That means it is not difficult for Brahman to create anything because he has got Ananta Shakti, infinite Shakti he has. He can create anything. That Ananta Shakti is called Maya Shakti or Prakriti. And because of that, Brahman becomes Sarva Shaktiman Ishwaraha. And when we say this, one should not get any fundamental question here. We take them for granted when we say Brahman has got Ananta Shakti because of Maya, which is responsible for Ananta Shakti, which is part of Brahman, happens to be of lower order of reality. All these things should be immediately understood. Brahman is Advaitam only. Whatever is lower order cannot be counted. Maya cannot be counted. This is the basic approach. So we will talk about Maya, but we will not count it as another entity. It is like a mirror image. We will talk about because it is experienceable. I can see a image in the mirror. When I lift my hand, it also lifts. But it is not countable as an independent entity. Therefore, when we say Advaitam, we don't count Maya. Not because Maya is non-existent, but because Maya is of a lower order of reality. And with the help of Maya, Brahman becomes Sarva Shaktimate. And because of Sarva Shakti, Brahman can create everything. As we saw in Taittiriya Upanishad, Tasmadva Etasmad Atmana Akasha Sambhutaha. Generally, once Brahman enjoys this creator status, we conventionally use the term Ishwara. When Brahman is associated with the creator status, we use the name Ishwara. But here we use the word Brahman for consistency only. But we can put it in our mind, in this context, Brahman is equal to Ishwara. And what is the proof for that? That we have already said in the beginning itself. Brahman is apaurusheya vishayaha. It is beyond the human means of knowledge. Therefore, whatever we say is based only on Shruti Pramanam, Veda Pramanam. And because the entire Brahma Sutra is for what's the purpose? Not to give Vyasacharya's philosophy. He has no philosophy of his own. Vyasacharya has written Brahma Sutra for what purpose? This sloka also we said in the beginning in the introduction itself. వేదాంత వాక్యం కుసుమం గ్రతనార్థత్వాత్ సూత్రాణాం. వేదాంత వాక్యాస్ ఆర్ లైక్ ఫ్లవర్స్. వ్యాసాచార్య ఓన్లీ కీప్స్ ద థ్రెడ్ అండ్ స్టిచ్చెస్ ద ఫ్లవర్స్ ఆఫ్ వేదాంత వాక్యాస్. వ్యాసాచార్య అరేంజెస్ అండ్ బండిల్స్ దెమ్, దట్ ఆల్ హీ డస్. ఆల్ టీచింగ్స్ బిలాంగ్ టు ఓన్లీ వేదాంత. ద వర్డ్ సూత్ర హ్యాస్ టూ మీనింగ్స్. వన్ ఇస్ అన్ అఫారిజం అండ్ నెంబర్ టూ సూత్ర ఇస్ అ థ్రెడ్. మంగళ సూత్ర ఇస్ అ థ్రెడ్ విచ్ బ్రింగ్స్ అవుట్ ఎ బ్యూటిఫుల్ సిస్టమ్ విత్ ద ఫ్లవర్స్ ఆఫ్ వేదాంత. Therefore, Vyasacharya says, Upanishad itself reveals this fact that Brahman has got Ananta Shakti. Srimad Bhagavad Gita also said, Maya Adhyakshena Prakritihi Suyate Sacharacharam Ketuna Anena Kaunteya Jagat Viparivartate. 9th chapter. Lord Krishna says, blessed by me, Maya Adhyakshena, the prakriti creates the entire universe, and the theme of this adhikaranam is to point out Brahman has got all the resources to produce the creation through maya. That's understood. It has ichcha shakti, it has kriya shakti, it has jnana shakti in itself, and this shakti alone we call it as maya shakti, and it is not an independent and separate factor at all. And hence we do not count it as a second entity, separate entity. For example, when I refer to a particular person, I do not separately count his various powers. The person has hearing power, he has talking power, he has got so many powers, but I do not separately enumerate each one of them, because those powers do not exist separate from the person. Shaktihi shaktat na bhinna. Shaktaha means the powerful. Shaktihi, the power. So power does not exist separate from the powerful. And therefore, I do not count powerful and power as two entities. Similarly, when I use the word Brahman, all the Shaktis are integrally, inseparably included in Brahman. Therefore, Brahman can be happily, very comfortably, effortlessly because of creation. Sarva Shakti Matvat Brahma Jagat Karanam Bhavitum Arhati. And generally, when Brahman is looked along with his power, we use the word Ishvara. When Brahman, that means Maya Sahitam Brahman, is called Ishvara. Brahman and Ishvara are not essentially different entities at all. Brahman itself is called Ishvara, and Ishvara himself is called Brahman. Along with Maya Shakti, we generally call him as Ishvara. But in Brahma Sutra, we do not use the word Ishvara separately, but we consistently use the word Brahman for Ishvara also. So do not get confused by this. In all these adhikaranams also, Brahman means Ishvara only. Sarva Shaktimat Brahman is Ishvara alone. The Brahman endowed with all attributes and Shakti is Ishvara one. This is the general introduction for this Adhikarana. Now let us go to the general analysis of the first sutra of this Adhikarana. Here Vyasacharya makes a statement. Brahman has got all the powers. Sarva Shaktimat Brahman. Sarvashaktiman Ishwaraha or Ananta Shaktimat. That is why some people call it Ananta, on which Lord Vishnu is lying. Ananta Shayanam of Mahavishnu, lying as representing Ananta Shakti. And why it represents Ananta Shakti? Just it's an aside point only, because Ananta is a coiled serpent. And we know anything coiled has got potential power. That is why Prana Shakti is also called Kundalini, which is coiled power. Coil symbolizes unmanifest power. So that is why there are a lot of coils, potential energy stored in coils. And Ananta, on which the Lord is lying, represents Ananta Shakti, which is in potential form. and which is utilized for creation by the Lord. And Vyasacharya gives a pramanam to reveals this also. The only pramanam to talk about Brahman is what? Shruti pramana. Since Brahman being apaurusheya vishaya, any topic about Brahman should be based on apaurusheya pramanam only. So Brahman has got all the qualities as per the Shruti statement. Brahman is free from all the qualities. Here again, it is Shruti Pramanam. Then how do we reconcile? We say Brahman has got all the qualities. We also say Brahman is free from all the qualities. How are we going to reconcile? Both have Shruti Pramanam. How are we going to reconcile? There we use our gray matter. It should be there inside. We reconcile this by understanding that qualitylessness. Brahman without qualities, qualitylessness is paramarthika drishtya. From the angle of paramarthika drishti is quality without attributes. And all the qualities are from vyavaharika drishtya. So that drishti bheda, the difference in the angle, is arthapatti pramanena siddham. Knowledge arrived at by postulation or presumption is called arthapatti. And that is an aside topic. When we say Brahman has got all the Shakti, it is based on Shruti Pramanam, based on Vedas. This is the essence of the first sutra. So Brahman is Sarva Shakti Matem Shruti Pramanat. And what is the Shruti Pramana kept in mind? There are several Shruti Pramanas kept in mind. And Shankaracharya quotes Chandogya Upanishad Vakyam, 3rd chapter, 14th section and 4th mantra. Sarva karma, sarva kamaha, sarva gandaha, sarva rasaha, sarva midam. All that things he quotes. Sarva karma, all the actions are the power of action. They are all in Brahman. Sarva kamaha, sarva gandaha. In short, everything is Brahman. This is the essence of that Chandogya mantra. Then there is another Shruti Valkyam also, which Acharya quotes, Shvetasvatara Upanishad, 6th chapter, 8th mantra. Natasya karyam karanam cha vidyate, natat samaschavyati kascha drishyate, parasya shaktir vividai vashruyate, svabhaviki jnana valakriyacha. Very popular mantra. Shankaracharya quotes this very often. In this mantra, the second half is relevant to us. What is that? Parasya shaktir vividai vashruyate svabhaviki jnana valakriyacha. Para asya shaktihi. Asya brahmanaha shaktihi. The power of this Brahman is para, supreme, infinite, limitless, highest. And not only it is great in terms of intensity, vividayeva, vividai vashruyate. Vividayeva in varieties also. Because normally, when you take a human being, let us say, this person might have great Shakti in one field or the other. Whereas in the case of Brahman, vividaha, Brahman has manifold powers. And in each power, Brahman has got gold medals in all of them. In each one of them, para, he is the supreme, he is the best. And Shvetasvatara Upanishad says, Parasya Shaktir Vividaiva Shruyate Swabhaviki Jnana Balakriyacha. And Brahman did not undergo any training for this. For a person to get the Olympic gold medal right from age 6 and 7, they all train. In the case of Jiva, one has to acquire the power, but Brahman has got inherent power. A Jiva has to acquire the power through sadhana. Brahman's power is swabhaviki, nitya siddha ananta shakti mad brahma. Swabhaviki it is. Thus, Chandogya Upanishad and Shvetasvatara Upanishad are the shrutis kept in mind when Acharya writes this shloka, this particular sutra. Yes, Acharya. Now we will see the word analysis. First, we will see the running meaning as usual. Cha means moreover. Sarvopeta, Sarvopeta refers to Brahmanaha. He has all the powers. Tad darshanat, because of the Veda or Shruti's revelation of such nature. Tad darshanat. The darshanam is given by Shruti. That is, Brahman has got all the powers, is the revelation by the Shruti, by the Vedas. This is the running meaning of this sutra. Now let us see the significance of the words in the sutra. Sarvopeta is a compound word. Sarva and upeta. Sarva means sarva shaktihi, ananta shaktihi, consisting of icha shakti, kriya shakti, jnana shakti, all of them. And therefore, sarva shakti includes sarvajnyatvam also. Because normally, sarvajnyaha and sarvasakti we separately enumerate. And here, sarvajnyatvam also is included, all knowing, all knowledge in sarva shakti matvam. Because jnanam also is a form of shakti only, known as jnana shakti, icha shakti, kriya shakti, jnana shakti. It includes all the strengths and skills, all knowledge, everything required to produce anything. Lord has got everything. Then upeta means endowed with, possessing. So sarva bihi, shakti bihi, upeta, sarvopeta. Endowed with all the shakti is sarvopeta. By that, what Vyasacharya refers is what? That is, Brahman is sarva upeta. Now, there is a small grammatical point. I have just only mentioned for those who are interested. The word Brahman is neuter gender. And sarvopeta is feminine gender. Akaranta shrilinga. How can we use a feminine adjective for a neuter noun? Further, the answer is given what? The absolute Brahman is known by different names in Vedanta. Sometimes it is called Paramatma. Paramatma is masculine gender. Brahman is neuter. In Chandogya Upanishad, it is also called Devata. Devata also is Brahman. Seyam Devata Ikshata Hantaham Imastisro Devataha Anena Jivena Atmananu Pravishyam Namarupe Vyakaravaniti. 6th chapter, 3rd section, 2nd mantra. Seyam Devata Ikshata, Sayyam Devata Ikshata. So Devata is a word used for Brahman here in Chandogya. But there is a problem here also. When you use the word Devata, one may think it may be an Adhishtana Devata, like Surya Devata, Chandra Devata, and all that thing, Anit Bhagni Devata. Therefore, they add an adjective. They say Paradevata. Paradevata or Paradevata. Brahman refers to Paradevata, or Paradevata refers to Brahman. And Paradevata in Sanskrit is feminine gender also. Therefore, the commentators, they write Paradevata Sarvopeta. I told you Sarvopeta is feminine, Brahman is neuter, but the commentators write here, it means Paradevata Sarvopeta. So while translating, what do we say? Brahman is endowed with infinite powers, Paradevata. And the next is an incidental point. We don't have to put too much emphasis on that. And the next word is cha. Cha is a conjunction to join the previous adhikarana. Because the topic is the same topic. So to connect with the previous adhikarana, the conjunction used is cha. That is, Brahman is jagat karanam. And next one is tad darshanat. It is also a compound word. Tad plus darshanat. Tad indicates the sarva shakti matva, sarva shakti upetatva, omnipotence of Brahman. And darshanat, darshanat means revealed by Shruti, Vedas. Shruti vakya darshanat, Shruti pratipadana darshanat, tad darshanat. It's a compound word, as I said. Tasya sarva shakti upetpasyam darshanat, tad darshanat. again Shashti Purusha, and the word Tadarshanat is in Panchami, indicating reason, Heto Panchami, we can say. Because of Shruti's revelation alone, we come to this conclusion. It is said in the Shruti, it is said in the Vedas. We have no other means of knowing. Brahman is omnipotent. Only from Shruti I come to know. So Tad Darshanat. Now let us go to the next sutra. Next one is the 31st sutra, 165th running Brahma Sutra. Vikaranatvan, Vikaranatvat na iti chet tadukham. If it is to be said that because Brahman is devoid of all the organs, instruments, it is not able to create, this has already been explained. Tadukham. I don't have to explain again, it is already explained. That's what Dasacharya says. So another objection is to Brahman being the cause of the world is refuted here. And the sutra consists of a Purva Pakshi and Siddhanta portion both. Purva Pakshi and Siddhanta. First, let us see the Purva Pakshi portion. The first portion is Purva Pakshi. Some Purva Pakshi raises an objection. Vikaranatvate na. Up to this is Purva Pakshi. And iti chet is the reply. That is Siddhanta portion. Answer is given in the later portion. So let us do the general analysis first. The Purva Pakshi says, normally we know every power is associated with one organ or the other. If I have writing power, it is associated with running power, associated with my leg, writing power with my hand and all that. And if I have singing power, with my mouth and all that. Painting Shakti, every Shakti should be associated with a Karanam, an instrument, an organ. Yatra yatra Shakti hi, tatra tatra Karanam. Wherever there is Shakti, there should be an organ, an instrument. Yatra yatra Karanam, tatra tatra Shakti hi. Where there is an instrument, there should be potential for Shakti. And a person who lacks an organ, for example, a blind person, he does not have seeing faculty. Now the Purva Pakshi's question is, you Vedantin describes Brahman as one without any karanams, without any instruments or organs. You say achakshuhu, ashrotram, apanipadaha, all that you say. Upanishads, we have read all these shlokas in the various Upanishads. No eyes, no ears, no legs, no hands. God is formless, all pervading, no, has no instruments, all that we are telling. If Brahman has no instrument, how can Brahman have the instrument-based power? How can he have a power which is instrument-based? That is the Purva Pakshi's question. For which we give the answer in two levels. One, no doubt, Brahman does not have any organs. But Brahman has got Maya Shakti, which all the faculties in which all of them are hidden. So he has no organs, but he has got Maya Shakti, in which all the faculties are hidden. Maya Shakti is like a multi-purpose instrument. For example, like a small gadget, which can clip nails, which can polish nails, which can act as scissors, which can open bottles, which can open corks, all that we have seen. A small gadget, maybe like a kitchen instrument. It can be a mixture, it can crash, it can grate, it can shred, it can blend. So if such a puny little human being can have an instrument which can serve so many purposes, why can't Brahman have one multi-purpose instrument with himself? And Brahman has got it, and that instrument is called Maya. Therefore, Maya includes the power of Sarva Jnanendriyani, all the sense organs, Sarva Karmendriyani, all the organs of action, Sarva Pranadeha, all the five different physiological functions, Prana, Apana, Vyana, Udana, Samana, Manaha, Buddhihi, Chittam, Ahankara, all the 19 faculties of Sukshma Shariram. They are all included in one Maya. Therefore, even though organs are not there, one Maya organ is there, and this is the first stage of answer. Then the next stage is, when we say Brahman has Maya, the second objection comes. If Brahman is endowed with Maya, representing all powers, then Brahman will be Sagunam. He has got endowed, that means Savisesham, some attribute, Maya attribute, because it has got Maya. Therefore, Brahman will no more be Nirgunam Brahman, Nirvisesham Brahman, but Brahman will be Sagunam Brahman. Nirvisesham, Visesham means attributes. Brahman will be Sagunam Brahman with all qualities and attributes. Therefore, the Purvapakshi says, tell me clearly, Brahman has Maya or not? Then we say, Brahman is Nirvisesham only. Then how do you contradict? Vyasacharya says, how many times should I answer this question to you? Tad uktam. I have answered this question earlier. You are not receiving the answer. Therefore, you are repeating the question without listening to my answer. What was our reply? Brahman is both Nirvisesham and Savisesham. Nirvisesham is without any property. And Savisesham is with property, endowed with properties, attributes. Then our answer is Paramarthika Drishtya, it is Nirvisesham, and from Vyavaharika Drishtya, it is Savisesham. And when we talk of creation, etc., we are in Vyavaharika Drishti only, because Paramarthika Drishtya, creation eva nasti. Na nirodho, na chotpattir, na baddho, na cha sadakaha. Namumukshur, Navai Muktaha, Ityesha, Paramartata. We just now read that sloka also. Na Bhumi Rapo, Na Vanni Rasti, Na Chani Lo Mesti, Na Chambarancha. Once we talk of creation, we have come down to the Vyavaharika plane. Then we say, Brahman is Savisesham with Maya Visesha. And with that Maya Visesha, Brahman has got all the powers. This is Vyasacharya's answer. In fact, Vyasacharya does not even answer this question here. But he only says, I have answered before, Tadukham. If you remember, I need not tell you again. If you don't remember, it is not worth telling you again. That's why he doesn't say. Because in any way, you are going to forget. No answer at all. Either way, I don't reply. That is Vyasacharya stand. So Vyasacharya does not reply here. Only we try to do it here. Take only Sagunam Brahman and we don't think of Nirgunam Brahman. This is the general analysis of this sutra. Now let us go to the word analysis. In the first word meaning, let us start with the original meaning. Vikaranatva. Again, somebody's microphone. Please turn it off. We are diversion to a lot of people. Galaxy S10, please. We have been telling you in every class. Otherwise, you are better off listening to the recordings later, not in the class. So if you remember, so he is take only Sagunam Brahman and we don't think of Nirgunam Brahman at all. So now when we go to the word analysis, let us see the general meaning. Vikaranatvat. Vikaranatvat means being without organs, karanam. Na means Brahman does not have powers. Na only is that, it is not. That alone is that, but we have to add. We have to supply. Brahman does not have powers. We have to supply. This is the Purvapakshi part. In the previous sutra, what did we say? Brahman has all the powers. That's what we said. For that, the objection is what? Is being without organs, Brahman does not have powers. Without organs, how Brahman can have powers? That's the objection. Na only is there. Na means we have to supply Brahman powers and all, as I mentioned. Iti chet. If this is the objection, tat uktam. It has been already answered. So this is the running. Now let us see the significance of the words. First word is what? Vikaranatvat Brahman. That is without any organs. Vikaranatvat. Jnanendriyani, karmendriyani, pranadeha. Antakaranani. Antakaranani means manas, buddhi, chitta and ahankara, all of them. The inner equipments. So these 19 organs are called karana. Karanani. Vikarana means vigatani, karanani, yasmat. Tad vikarana. तस्य भावः विकरणत्वम् ऑर्गनलेसनेस ऑर्गनलेसनेस सो इफ यू हैव लिटरली ट्रांसलेट यू हैव टू बिकॉज ऑफ द ऑर्गनलेसनेस ऑफ ब्रह्मन or if you want to put it simply, because Brahman does not have organs, and it is in Panchami Vibhakti also, Ketu Panchami, we can say that, in the case of Ketu. Since Brahman does not have organs, who makes this statement? Purvapakshi makes a statement. Let us not forget that. Purvapakshi makes this objection. And when he makes this statement, what is the Pramanam he has in mind? Purvapakshi is also an intelligent person, well-informed person. He draws Pramanam from Shruti itself. He also keeps Shruti Pramanam only. Because Shruti itself says, Brahman is without organs. We have gone through this so many times. And what are the Shruti statements in favor of his argument? There are so many. And Shankaracharya quotes the Brihadaranyaka Upanishad Vakyam from the third chapter, eighth section, eighth mantra. We have seen this mantra also earlier. Saho vacham etadvai tadakshara ghargi brahmana abhivadanti अस्तूलम अननु अह्रस्वम अदीर्घम अलोहितम अस्नेहम अच्छायम अतमः अवायु अनाकाशम असंगम अचक्षुष्कम अश्रोत्रम अवाक् अमनाः अतेजस्कम अप्राणम अमुखम अमात्रम अनंतरम अबाह्यम न तदश्नादि किंचन न तदश्नादि कश्चन Everything, achakshushkam, shrotram, avakya, ashrotram, amanaha, atejaskam, apranam, amukham, all of them, no organs. And in Shvetasvatara Upanishad also, 6th chapter, 8th mantra, we have seen this. Natasya karya karananca vidyate, natasamascha vyatikascha drishyate, parasya shaktir vividhaiva shruyate, swabhaviki jnana balakriyacha. We saw this sloka just a few minutes ago. And in again, Mundaka Upanishad, first Mundaka, first section, sixth mantra. Yatta dadreshyam, agrahyam, agotram, avarnam, achakshuhu, shrotram. Tat apanipadam, nityam, vibhum, sarvagatam, susukshmam, tadavyayam, yad bhutayonim paripashyanti dhiraha. All these things, agotram, avarnam, achakshuhu, ashrotram, apanipadam. Again, same thing. Again, Mundaka Upanishad, second chapter, second Mundaka, first chapter, first section, second mantra. Divyo hyamurta purushaha sabahyabhyanta rohyajaha aprano hyamana shubraha hyaksharat paratapparaha. Also in Kaivalya Upanishad, apani padoha achintya shaktihi pashyamya chakshu sashrunomya karnaha अहम विजानामि विविक्त रूपः न चास्ति वेता मम चित्सदाहम् सो फ्रॉम ऑल दीस मंत्रास वी कम टू नो ब्रह्मन इज फ्री फ्रॉम ऑल द ऑर्गन्स सो ही हैज गॉट एनफ श्रुति सपोर्ट एंड द नेक्स्ट वर्ड इज नाम इन द सूत्र इट इज आल्सो पूर्वपक्षी स्टेटमेंट वी हैव टू अंडरस्टैंड दैट नाम आल्सो इज पूर्वपक्षी स्टेटमेंट Brahman does not have all the powers. In the previous sutra, it was said, Brahma sarva shakti upeta. He has got all the power. That upeta is being negated here. Paradevata sarvopeta nabhavati. No, it's not all of those. And what is the advantage for the Purvapakshi when he says this, when he negates all this? The advantage is, since Brahman is not omnipotent, Brahman cannot create the universe. That is his conclusion. Therefore, Brahman is not Jagat Karana. Therefore, what do? You come to my Pradhanam or Prakriti and accept Pradhanam or Prakriti only is Jagat Karanam and not your Brahman. That is his advantage. He is trying to turn it to his advantage. So the ultimate aim of Purvapakshi is what? Vote for me. Like every election speech. Iti chet. If such an objection is raised by the Purvapakshi, maybe a Sankhya Purvapakshi, Yoga, Nyaya, Vaisheshika, any of the philosophers. But here, general Purvapakshi is kept in mind. It is not mentioned who is the Purvapakshi. And the next word is Tat Uktam. Tat means Tasya Uttaram, that answer to such an objection, Uktam has already been given. And where it is given? in Sutra 27? And the answer is what? Organlessness or powerlessness is from Paramarthika Drishti. And from Vyavaharika Drishti, Brahman is omnipotent. From Paramarthika Drishti, Brahman is not omnipotent. Then is it Alpashakti Mate? Brahman is neither omnipotent nor alpipotent. And it does not require any potency at all. Why? Only in the context of creation. The question is potency, creation, expression, action, the self-maintenance. All these things are all in the empirical plane. So Brahman is not Sarvajnaha or Sarvashaktihi, Sarvavyapi from Paramarthika Drishtya. Why? It's not even Sarvavyapi. Why? Only when there is Sarvam, there will be the question of Vyapakam. When space itself is not there, creation itself is not there, space comes when creation comes. When space itself is not there, creation itself is not there, that is the question of pervading something. Therefore, Apani, Padaha, etc. are all from Paramarthika Drishti. And Maya Shakti Mat is from Vyavaharika Drishti. Therefore, Brahman can be Jagat Karanam. With this, this Adhikaranam is also over. Namely, Sarvopeta Adhikaranam. Now let us go to the next Adhikaranam. This is called Prayojanatva Adhikaranam. And the first sutra is Na Prayojanatvat. Because the word Prayojanatvat is there, it is called Prayojanatva Adhikaranam. 32nd sutra of second, first pada of second chapter and 165th running Brahma Sutra. Here another objection to Brahman being the cause of the world is created, is raised. And this is the 11th Adhikaranam. Adhikaranam is a topic. So 11th topic in this particular chapter, in this particular pada, with only two sutras. This is a small Adhikaranam. And the theme of this Adhikaranam is what? Why should Brahman create this world at all? When no purpose need be served for Brahman. Brahmanaha nitya triptatvat. Brahman is fully satisfied, ever satisfied. As we have seen so many places, Atma Ratihi, Atma Rupta, Atma Triptaha, Atma Santushtaha. We have seen all these descriptions of Brahman in various parts of the Upanishad. Why should this very contented Brahman create at all? Purnaha should not create world. Because any activity is born out of what? Any activity is born out of desire. Yad yaddi kurute jantuhu tattat kamasya cheshtitam. Any action is backed, is motivated by kama, desire. And Brahman, Ishwaraha, being Purnaha. What desire does he want to fulfill by creating this world? Because you want to fulfill whatever you lack, you desire something. If creation comes, it is due to the desire of Brahman, which is against the Shruti statement. Therefore, what is the purpose of the creation is the question come objection by the Purvapakshi. For which the answer is what? That is going to be given is all the activities of human beings themselves need not be backed by desire or motive. Who is that special human being we are going to see later? The rule itself we don't accept. There are many activities for which you cannot talk about a purpose or a desire. Therefore, the rule that every action is backed by desire is negated by Siddhanti. This is going to be the answer. Now we will go to the general analysis of this sutra. This is a Purvapakshi sutra, and the answer will come in the next sutra only. The Purvapakshi says, Brahman is Ishwara in the context of creation, is all contentment. Brahman is full of contentment, all Purnaha. Since Brahman has no expectation whatsoever, Brahman has no purpose to be served through creation. by creating, he is not accomplishing anything. He has no desire accomplished. And generally, any activity should have a motive. So, sarvam karyam prayojanatvat. Because of prayojan, you have some use or the other. And there is a well-known saying also, prayojanam anuddishya na mandopi pravartate. Mandaha, even an illiterate person will not do any activity without expecting a result. Prayojanam anuddishya. Only difference is what? An unintelligent person will have unintelligent results in view. Manda buddhihi manda palam apekshate. Mahabuddhihi mahapalam apekshate. Pala apekshatum sarvada vartate eva. Everybody looks for some result for doing any action. And the Purvapakshi, he argues, if there is an action without a motive, that action must come from only a mentally deranged person. Bhranta Purusha Deva, he called that person Bhranta Purusha. Bhranta Purusha Deva, Phala Rahita Karma Agachati. So a sane person should do any activity with a result in view. Therefore, the Purvapakshi says creation must have a result. Brahman does not have any result in view. That's what you say. Therefore, Brahman cannot be the author of creation. This is the general analysis of the sutra. This is, as I told you, the Purvapakshi sutra. Now we have to do this word analysis. First, let us see the running meaning. Na. Na means Brahman is not the cause of creation. Brahman is not creator. That is na. Prayojanatvat. Because the creation presupposes a purpose. If you want to create, there should be a purpose. So because the prayojanam, creation presupposes a purpose. This is Purvapakshi Sotra, as I told. Now we will give the significance of the words. Na, na means Brahman is not. Na means is not, that's us there, but Brahman we have to supply and also create. Brahman is not the creator. Prayojanatvat, endowed with the motive or purpose. What we have to supply, that creation. Creation is the motive, the purpose for creation. Because creation should be always with the purpose. And Brahman cannot think of somebody else's benefit also. Whether he has somebody else's benefit in mind to do creation? No. Why? Because there is only Brahman, nothing else. And remember, purpose is another word for desire only. When I say I have a purpose, it is another word for desire only. Therefore, uddeshyam always indicates kama, desire. And kama always indicates atruptihi. I am not contented, so I have desire. And if that desire is not fulfilled, it will be deficiency always. I feel I lack something always, which indicates apurnata. I am not full yet. When I say aham brahmasmi, it implies aham purnosmi, aham triptosmi. They are all implied. I can never say aham brahmasmi and say I like this, I want this. If Brahman has all these things, then he can be cause of creation. Brahman does not have any one of them according to your own vision of Brahman. He has no desire of any kind. You yourself say Brahman is nitya triptaha. Aptakamaha, Purnaha, Tasmat Brahma na Jagat Karma. He cannot be the karma for the universe because he has no purpose at all. And Prayojanatvat, Prayojanatvat refers to creation. Vatvam is abstract noun, Prayojanatvat. Prayojanatvat means it is abstract noun, and Vatvat is the Hetu Pancha, Vibhakti. So, since every action, including creation, is based on karma, the desire, Brahman cannot be a desireless Brahman. So this is called Hetu Garbha Visheshanam. Hetu Garbha Visheshanam. Desireless Brahman cannot be the creator because creation presupposes desire. This is the point. The answer, we'll just give in a nutshell, but we are going to see in detail. The nutshell is what? Creation or any action need not be backed by any desire or purpose. It cannot be a universal rule. This is the argument of the Siddhanti. In fact, every Jivan Mukta works without expecting any result or desire. A Jnani, he may do action for Loka Sangraha only, but not for expecting anything for himself or without any Uddesham for himself. So without expecting any result or desire, a Jivan Mukta, he will still continue to work. So this is the answer we are trying to give, which we'll see later. Yo veda dausvara prokto vedante cha pratishtitah tasya prakritilina seya para samaheshwarah purnamada purnamidam purnat purnamudachyate purnasya purnamadaya purnameva vasishyate om shanti 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 shri gurubhyo namaha harihi om shri krishna arpanamastu.